Welcome to the world's greatest podcast, recorded live at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade. This is Aaron Dominic. I'm a rising freshman at Penn State New Kenton, and joining me are
Katie Handy. I'm a rising freshman at the University of Pitt at Greensburg.
I'm Bryce Williams. I'm 18 years old, and I'll be attending Duquesne University in the fall.
Today, we'll be discussing our internship with the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County, as well as our audio pieces. So guys, what has been the favorite part of your internship so far?
Probably coming to work every day and talking to everyone and, you know, learning new things, because I always like to learn.
My favorite part of the internship has been the many trips we have taken to different nonprofit organizations, and my favorite was going to the Sonward Youth Programs and getting to interact with the different kids there.
For me, this internship has been very important. It has given me an opportunity to volunteer on a regular basis and help a lot with a variety of different causes. What have you learned about teamwork?
I feel like teamwork's a very important thing when it comes to the work environment, because you need to have a strong chemistry or else nothing will go right.
Well, it was difficult in the beginning. I learned that everybody had different ideas, especially whenever it came to writing our RFPs and we wanted to figure out what causes we really cared about and wanted to write them about. But we all worked through it together and we discussed issues we really cared about and drew correlations between them and narrowed it down to what we really care about, work together.
Why did you decide to apply for this internship?
Actually, my mom suggested I apply for it because it would help with money management and the business, because when I go to college, I plan on minoring in business. And my mom heard about it through someone she works with, because she's on the board at my local library. And from that, she was like, just give it a try. So I applied for it. That's how I got it.
Colleen actually came into my school and talked to one of our classes, and from that, I figured I really want to do that because I had a lot of experience with helping my community, so I thought this would be a great way to meet new people from around the county and also help my community.
For me, it was kind of what I said before. It's a more permanent way to help the community, a job like you go to on a daily basis instead of just volunteering once at, say, a foundation. Something more permanent, more helpful, I feel, in the overall arcing like society. How's this internship helped you guys grow professionally?
Well, I mean, this is actually my first job I've ever had, so it's been a great experience so far, and it'll be able to help me build up my resume from here and go on from that.
Yeah, same thing. This is my first job like ever, and
so this job has helped me grow professionally. It's my second job, but my previous job was a dishwasher, so that's not really a professional environment. I like the office like work environment much better than, say, a restaurant work environment. You like have business calls, you have to act professional instead of just getting down in like a sweaty environment.
So the audio piece that we are creating is about the homelessness situations throughout Westmoreland County. We realize there's a lack of accommodations throughout Westmoreland County, and we want to get the word out so people will know where to go to if they need the help, and for people to know where to go to if they want to volunteer, where to donate to, so they can help out the homeless people in our county. It's much more than I would have ever expected, so it's a really interesting topic, and I'd like to let more people know about it, you know?
What really struck me about the topic was the lack of beds in Westmoreland County. There are only 55 beds, permanent beds for the homeless in Westmoreland County currently, and that just blew me away, because a normal county our size has about
250 or something like that.
And that's just terrible for our county to be so lacking in bed, so many people being homeless, and they need a place to sleep at night. And we really want to bring the awareness to people, because we feel like people don't really realize that, and if they realize that, they'd be way more willing to help.
Yeah, I was completely shocked when I found out that we only had about 57 beds in Westmoreland County, considering the size of our county.
It is really massive, and there's only a few shelters, and we really need to bring that attention to the main public in our county.
We haven't interviewed anyone yet, but tomorrow, actually, we are going to interview at Union Mission. Yeah, in Westmoreland County.
There, we're going to talk to Dan Carney, and we're going to interview him about, like, the lack of beds.
We will also be interviewing Deb Thackera, and she works with Feeding the Spirit, but she also houses homeless persons in Westmoreland County for a night. She'll set them up in a hotel room for the night, especially like in the winter when there's cold weather and stuff. And she's been doing that for a while now. So we're also going to, tomorrow at Union Mission, we will be interviewing someone who has experienced homelessness currently or they have in the past. We're not sure yet. And to get their perspective on how hard of a life it is to live without a home and everything.
Yeah, we really want to learn about their struggles and how lack of beds has like forced them and like made them increase their struggle and not really helped it, and see how they feel and how it could see in their opinion and how we could change and improve the homelessness situation in Westmoreland County.
So one of the problems that we've come across while researching the homelessness in Westmoreland County is there actually isn't a lot of information about it online. We went through Google searches and everything, and there really isn't any information about it that people can easily get to learn more about it. I found an article that said, oh, they're going to tally the homeless count in Westmoreland County, and that's all the article says. It just says that they're going to, and that was 2 years ago, and they never like posted any information from that or anything, and there's just like not enough information out in our county to show the problem.
That's another reason why we want to interview Dan, see if he has any data that's hidden from the internet, see if we can help spread that around.
Well, even just like traveling around the county, you probably wouldn't even know that so many people are homeless because you don't really see them out and about as much as you do like coming into Pittsburgh here, because you have the bridges and mostly there's like camps of like homeless people underneath bridges like you would see.
People should listen to our piece because this is a situation in our county, and these are our community members who are facing these challenges, and without knowledge of it, we're not going to be able to help them to get better and get back on their feet and help our community once they're better.
A lot of people have a stigma against youth. They don't think they're professional, don't think they're accurate, think that they don't really care about any other people other than themselves with social media and all that. I feel like it's important that we get youth involved. And since we're involved, we want to show that we actually care, that we actually realize what's going on a lot more than a lot of adults. And we want to show that to the community and really bring out a good issue and help the community get better and heal.
Yeah, and by bringing the youth out, we can help for like a better future because we are the future.
That concludes this episode of the World's Greatest Podcast. It's recorded live from the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade. This has been Aaron Dominic,
Katie Handy,
and Bryce Williams.